This morning we have the Evangelism Champions with us, and if they would stand, so you know you're sitting next to one. These are the folks from our various regions who are spark plugs for evangelism, working with our staff teams. They help us move evangelism ahead. Last year was an excellent year for harvesting of student lives, and we're grateful for that. Terry's going to lead us this morning. I'm going to have him come up, please. And he will introduce the three speakers, which will give you a sort of a bird's eye view of evangelism on campus. Let me pray for Terry. Lord Jesus, we are grateful for Terry and his team and for the way they give us creativity and energy, focus, and the experience of leading students to you, Lord Jesus. Pray that you would guide this time. Thank you for their visit here and for ways to understand their mission. In Jesus' name.
Thanks, Roger. Good morning. Amen. One of the joys of my ministry is really working with 20 evangelism champions from across the country. And we meet twice a year. And as we meet together, it just encourages me in terms of what they're doing and their commitment to evangelism. I told them yesterday, one of the nice things I've learned by having an evangelism champions team is that I am not doing this alone. There's many folks on the field who really love evangelism and would like to see it go forward. And so we meet together twice a year, and our major ideas, and we're trying to get across at those times, is find strategies that can move us forward nationally in evangelism, as well as finding ways for them to move their region forward in evangelism. And I thought it would be good when we're in town for you to see them, but also to hear what some of the things God is doing that across the country that are really exciting. So he's chosen three representatives from our team, and they'll be sharing different stories about what God's doing. I will introduce them now, and you can follow each other. But Timothy Lynn is a new area director in Kansas, and he is now trying to plant a region through evangelism with evangelistic focus. And we're going to hear what he's learning from that experience. And then Eric Peterson, who's the area director for Kentucky, last spring mobilized his whole region to do a month of evangelism, one-to-one evangelism. And it's called April Fools for Christ or something like that. And they were doing contact and one-to-one evangelism across the region with some excellent results. And finally, I want you to hear from York Moore, who'll tell you about upcoming invitation at Ohio State University next fall. So, Tim, would you start?
Well, thanks for inviting me to share with you this morning. So as Terry already said, my name is Timothy Lynn, and I am the area director for the Kansas area. And just to give you an idea of what that is, that's the state of Kansas plus the Kansas City Metro, just a little bit off to the side. And so before I begin, I want to share a word of appreciation from my staff team for all that you do for us here at the NSC. So whether it's processing our donations, whether it's coming up with new media resources for us to use, or visioning for the larger movement, we on the field know that you're behind us every step of the way. And so we want to thank you for that, because we could not be doing what we're doing without you and your ministry. So thank you. And the past 20 years or so has been a time of significant decline for the Kansas area. And in fact, this past year, the 2008 annual field report showed that we were down to only one chapter in the entire state. But this fall, I've had the privilege of leading a new staff team in the replanting of the Kansas area. And in just the first 2 months this fall, the number of chapters have multiplied from 1 to 3, and we're actually in the process of affiliating a fourth chapter. And one of these chapters is on a campus that we've never been on before, and that's University of Missouri in Kansas City, or UMKC for short. So UMKC is a four-year state school. It's located in the heart of Kansas City. And of the 14,000 or so undergraduates that are studying there, only about 1,000 or so live in the dorms, which makes it a very challenging commuter school to work at. But at Terry's encouragement, we're making the UMKC plant a centerpiece in our regional evangelism pilot project. And the goal is for us to thoroughly integrate evangelism and chapter planting at UMKC. And we hope to embed the value of evangelism so deeply in the initial plant that it will forever be part of the chapter's DNA. And the idea is pretty simple. So my lead staff, Jamie Veter, looks for missional students on campus. And every missional student she finds, she immediately trains in conversational evangelism. And where possible, we incorporate elements of evangelism into our outreach events. So that's led to 3 proxy station-like events so far this fall at UMKC. I think of a student named James. He's a second-year commuter student who has a passion for talking about his faith with others. but he finds it hard to fit into Christian communities on campus, so he's got few, if any, friends, and he's become increasingly convinced that no one on this campus would ever convert to Christianity. Well, all that changed when my staff, Jamie, met him and challenged him to go do conversational evangelism with her, and James reluctantly agreed, but assured Jamie it was a complete waste of time because no one would ever change their mind, and what do you know? They get into this great conversation in which a student comes within inches of giving her life to Jesus. And really? James thought, does this stuff actually happen on my campus? Well, at the end of that hour, Jamie suggested that James should try to get to know other students in his classes because relationships are the first step to evangelism. And so next week, James comes back excitedly and tells how he reached out to a student after class. And from there, they got into a two-hour-long conversation in which they talked openly about her questions about spirituality. And these conversations continue forward until a regional fall conference in early October. And at the fall conference, James, along with 11 other UMKC students, heard about bringing the kingdom of God to their campus. Now, as a white student, James had few interactions with black students on campus, and honestly, he just had no idea what to do with them. But during the chapter time, James committed to partnering with a UMKC black student in starting a gig together on campus. In addition, now James is leading a multiracial group of UMKC students in an outreach ministry to incarcerated black juvenile youth in Kansas City. At the end of the conference, James thanked Jamie for forcing him to go. He said, "You know, I realize that God doesn't want me to be lonely anymore." You see, in inner varsity, James has found a community, but not just a community, a witnessing community of friends that places evangelism as its top core value. And James, along with these UMKC students, is ready to see the campus renewed for Christ. So I want to invite you to pray for Jamie and the rest of the area team as we continue planting and replanting in the Kansas area. And please pray that the Lord will lead us in integrating evangelism and chapter planting. And finally, please pray for us as we prepare for and lead a week-long regional campus mission at UMKC this spring. Thanks for your time.
God, we pray for Kansas City area. We ask that you would bless that ministry abundantly by the power of your Holy Spirit to bring about transformation of non-Christians into Christians, followers of you, Jesus. Bless Timothy, bless Jamie, bless these students who are learning about how to share their faith. We ask that you would produce great fruit in Jesus' name.
I'm Eric Peterson, area director in Kentucky, and the Southeast region, we decided that we needed to do some more evangelism. We always want to do more evangelism. We don't always know how to accomplish that. And often we try these grand strategies and try to figure out new ways of doing evangelism. But we just decided we ought to declare an evangelism month for our whole region and have a call to evangelism for the month of April. And God really did some extraordinary things. He unified us as a RLT. I brought it up in February at our RLT meeting, and after about 20 minutes of conversation, we all agreed that we should do it. It was pretty amazing. Went forward, and by April 1st, we were doing evangelism on campuses across our region. We had regional buy-in that was amazing. What we did was, we took April 1st, April Fool's Day, and we declared a fast and prayer day for our month, and the whole region, all the staff, fasted and prayed for our event, our witness in the month of April. And that first day, one of my staff, Kim Blackford at the University of Louisville, was leading a gig and was leading a non-Christian through named Elizabeth through a study of John 6, where she was learning about Jesus saying, "I am the bread of life." And Kim asked her what she thought, and she said, I think what Jesus is saying is all you have to do is come to him, but it just sounds too good to be true. And Kim was able to say, "No, it's true. It's true. It's good news." And she came to faith on day number one. That continued on through the month. We saw our staff team really get excited about evangelism in a month where there's a lot of extra expectations in April about preparing for chapter camp, filling out forms, doing alumni stuff, and stuff coming from the NSC, and what do we do with all our stuff? And it was, they were refreshed to get a call to go share their faith. And really, it was focused on relational evangelism. We had built up relationships with people all across the school year, and we needed to ask them to cross the line of faith before the end of the school year. And so it was 2+ evangelism, if you remember that. Pray and ask 2 friends to come to faith. And simple, easy, and we really saw a lot of really good fruit. Another example is another guy that I supervised, Greg. He was doing a proxy station on campus. So it wasn't just these one-on-one relational conversations. It sparked all this evangelism because people who didn't have anybody to ask were asked to go find some people to ask. So we did all these other evangelism opportunities. They did some proxy stations at the University of Louisville. And this one guy came up to it, went through the proxy station, and was kind of hesitant to really respond. But they followed up with him the next week, and lo and behold, the Lord had touched his heart. Mm. And the guy said, you know, you were talking about, all you need to trust Jesus. And that really stuck with me. And in the follow-up appointment the next week, he had come to faith. Mm. And the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But for those of us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And we were fools for Christ in April, and asked people to come proclaim the message of the gospel, the foolishness of the cross, and God produced fruit. Bruce Allwood, my RD, had phone conversations with almost every Southeast Region staff in a 2-week period, and he came out of it so encouraged that just about everybody in the region was telling stories about how they were doing evangelism on the campus. And isn't that exactly what we want to do? Thanks.
I am York Moore, a national evangelist, live in Detroit, Michigan, and I don't have any stories to tell because our event actually hasn't happened yet. We're planning a large event on this nation's largest campus, the Ohio State University, in Columbus, Ohio, October 12th through 16th. And you may have heard the word invitational evangelism. There's an associated 2-hour seminar that I'm not going to be able to walk you through this morning in terms of understanding what an invitational is. But at its core, what we're trying to do is partner with non-Christian student organizations, with the university itself, and with local governments, as well as national organizations to address issues of justice. And particularly, my passion is for human trafficking. And so most of the invitational outreach events that I'll conduct revolve around human trafficking, child prostitution. The event, October 12th through 16, a year from now at Ohio State, we'll be partnering with the Not For Sale organization, David Batstone's work. So David's on board, World Vision, and the International Justice Mission. Ohio is actually very interesting because they don't have human trafficking laws. So all of the human trafficking that's happening in Columbus and throughout the state falls under the typical prostitution laws, which really kind of permit human trafficking to flourish. And so that's one of the things that we're thinking about doing with the International Justice Mission is holding a statewide town hall meeting with politicians, with state politicians, to revamp the prostitution laws to specifically address human trafficking. What does all this have to do with evangelism? In invitational evangelism, we partner with student organizations, not merely individuals, but with organizations, to address a justice issue from a spiritual vantage point. So we'll have several days where we'll do that through the visual and performing arts. We'll be in classrooms doing classroom presentations. We'll do nighttime gatherings where we address human trafficking from a spiritual perspective. And one of the dreams that I have, I'm calling the Parade of Tears. High Street, if you know Columbus, High Street is kind of the street of debauchery, where you'll see students lined up for the bars and for the nightclubs waiting to get in. And my vision is to have that street for at least one day kind of declared the location for the Parade of Tears. I want to march 6,000 students and faculty and community members down the street, chained to one another, wearing slave shirts, bound, gagged, wearing for sale signs. Women will be carried on beds, kind of as a visual protest against human trafficking. That will lead to a larger rally where we'll speak on human trafficking from a spiritual perspective. And then the evening events are primarily where we preach Christ, where we help people cross the line and make a faith decision through the lens of justice. We tell these student organizations in the university that we're going to talk about Jesus, we're going to talk about the Bible, so it's not a bait and switch, but we look them in their eye and we say, we don't want to do this event without you. Will you join us? And for the last several invitationals, that's meant about 80% yes. So 80% of the time, the organizations will say yes. The last thing to share in terms of what we're excited about is the local Christian partnership. I'm a big believer that God will bless in evangelistic outreach when God's people are unified in prayer and spirit. And for many years in the Columbus area, God has been bringing the Christian community together for prayer, for revival, for awakening, which is really behind much of what I do. My heart, my passion is to see God move, God's Holy Spirit to sweep across our campuses. And here is a Christian community for the last probably 10 years that has been gathering and praying for revival and awakening in Columbus. We have about a dozen churches on board with the event. We have about two dozen Christian student organizations on board with the event. So the excitement is building. If I could ask for one prayer item, if that would be all right. We've hired an operational director, Luann Mason. Luann comes to us with a theological degree from Ashland Seminary. She's finishing up her MBA. She has corporate experience, Victoria's Secret. So she's been fantastic in terms of... She's been fantastic in so many ways. But in terms of networking us with politicians, with local politicians, she's done some work in the political system in the Columbus area, with law enforcement, with the church community. She is the right woman for the job. But we brought her on during a time where our economy is definitely taking a turn for the worse. And so it's been extremely difficult for her to raise her funds, much more so than usual. And so if you can remember our operational director, Luann Mason, I would very much appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I hope this gives you a little snapshot of some of the things we're doing in evangelism. As you can see, it involves a school, an area. We're doing stuff regionally, and we're doing actually stuff as well in a big sense at Ohio State University. God's continuing to bless our evangelism ministry. We've had an excellent fall so far. I know it's anecdotal, but there's some great things happening. For example, one of the things that people are doing this fall that's been exciting is many places are doing an invitation every week at their large group meeting. And they're building a culture of invitation. And so non-Christians are coming to their meetings, and each week they're seeing people come to Christ. It's because they know that someone's going to invite their friends to Christ at that meeting. And some of those meetings have been really exciting. One meeting that I know about in California had 45 decisions at that meeting. And these are things that we haven't really seen in our past. You know, the New York, New Jersey, for example, has really grown in evangelism. They had something like 50 conversions several years ago for the whole year. They had 30 in the month of September in New York City. But God is doing the work, and I really ask you to continue to pray for what we're doing in terms of evangelism, and know that there's folks out there who really want to see people come to Christ, and they're working hard at doing that. So thanks for this morning.